During his annual State of the State address, Governor Gavin Newsom highlighted what he and the Democratic-controlled state legislature have done to address the COVID-19 economic fallout. He signed a $7.6 billion stimulus package that will send $600 payments to many low- and moderate-income Californians on top of the $1,400 relief checks the president is poised to approve. He also acknowledged his administration's shortcomings this past year. Newsom said, despite some mistakes, the state is resolved to make brighter days ahead.
I know our progress hasn't always felt fast enough. And look, we've made mistakes. I have made mistakes. But we own them. We learn from them. And we never stop trying.
Newsom was the first governor to impose a statewide stay-at-home order last year in the early days of the pandemic, a move praised by many public health experts. But that decision came with consequences. An estimated 1.6 million jobs were lost last year, and despite the state's strict restrictions on which businesses could reopen, in January, California became the nation's epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Infection rates have declined rapidly since then. Newsom boasted about this and about the state's vaccination efforts.
California now ranks 6th in the world for vaccination distribution, ahead of countries, not states, ahead of countries like Russia, Germany, Israel, and France.
But when looking at vaccine doses administered per capita in the U.S., California is in the bottom half of all states. Newsom's critics say the state's slow vaccine distribution delays the reopening of schools and businesses, and the governor has failed to remedy the ongoing affordability crisis. Republican Kevin Faulkner, a former mayor of San Diego, released a video criticizing Newsom ahead of his speech.
He has failed parents in Los Angeles, where powerful unions are choosing to keep classrooms closed. He has failed neighborhoods in the Bay Area and throughout California, where homelessness runs rampant.
Faulkner is vying to unseat Newsom in a recall vote. He is one of several thousand Republicans in the state who organized a $3 million campaign to oust the governor. So far, their petition has gathered nearly 2 million signatures. If most of those are valid, a recall election could be staged later this year. Newsom called their effort a partisan power grab.
Look, the state of our state, it remains determined. I remain determined. And I just want you to know, we're not going to change course just because of a few naysayers and doomsdayers. So to the California critics out there who are promoting partisan political power grabs with outdated prejudices and rejecting everything that makes California truly great, we say this. We will not be distracted from getting shots in arms and our economy booming again.
However, some claim that Newsom's assertion is false. Ann Dunsmore is campaign manager of Rescue California, one of the groups behind the recall effort. She says over a third of the people who signed the petitions aren't Republicans at all.
When we looked into our signatories and dissected how many were non-Republican, Republican, and so forth, we found that 25.3% of the signatories on the petitions were no party preference, and another 9% were Democrat and 1.6% were other. What that means is that nearly 36% of the people who signed the petition were not Republican. That's a big number.
In contrast, Newsom's Democratic allies in the legislature rebuked the attempt to recall the governor, calling its supporters conspiracy theorists. Here's Assemblymember Rob Bonta of the East Bay.
We've heard multiple colleagues talk about who's behind this recall effort. It's and those associated with it, a variety of extremists and conspiracy theorists, those in the anti-vaccination movement, purveyors and peddlers of the dangerous QAnon conspiracy theory, an organization allied with the Proud Boys, three percenters, those who believe the national election was stolen, Trump loyalists. Even one of the lead organizers of the recall effort has suggested that undocumented immigrants should be microchipped.
This is the third attempt made by Republicans to oust Newsom through a recall election. Dunsmore says many observers initially balked at the idea of a recall and called it too far-fetched. She says her campaign gained momentum shortly after Newsom was photographed attending a private dinner party at French Laundry last year without a mask. While the gathering did not technically violate the state's rules at the time, it ran counter to his message to the public to stay home and wear masks. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.